قسم به اون مشت گره کرده، قسم به جون هرچی مرده، این پرچم زمین نمیمونه،
این پرچم زمین نمیمونه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم children. Do you remember how Sayyid Ali was thrown into a dark prison? Well, Sayyid Ali's family missed him so much, especially his little son, Sayyid Mujtaba. Many months had passed since he last saw his Baba, and every time he heard a knock, he would rush to the door eagerly.
Baba?
He missed his Baba's kind voice, and he missed his gentle hand on his head. One day, little Sayyid Mujtaba went to the haram of Imam Rida. He raised his small hands and his eyes filled with tears.
Please bring my Baba home. We miss him so much.
And just a few days later, Sayyid Ali was finally freed. You see, children, they never had any strong proof against him, and so they had to let him go. The guards opened the door to Sayyid Ali's cell.
Get out!
They said roughly. Sayyid Ali walked out into the bright sunlight. His legs were wobbly and he could barely see. But he was free. It felt like a dream. And when he knocked on his front door, little Sayyid Mujtaba ran forward.
Baba, Baba, at last, alhamdulillah.
Sayyid Ali hugged his children. He held his wife's hand. The sweetness of freedom filled his heart like cool water on a hot day. Seeing his children had made his world bright again. Being in prison had been hard, but it had only made him stronger. And he went back to work right away. He had to continue guiding the people, but even more cleverly and secretly now. He knew that he could not speak openly against the Shah. They would just put him in prison again. Instead, he explained the Quran verse by verse. He showed people how Allah loves justice and truth, how Allah hates oppression and hurting innocent people. Slowly, the people's hearts woke up. They understood that the Shah was bad and they had to resist him. Even though Sayyid Ali didn't mention his name, they longed for a good, godly leader like Imam Khomeini. The Shah's spies grew worried.
You are not allowed to give speeches from the minbar anymore,
they told him sternly. Sayyid Ali looked at them calmly.
Okay then,
he said. And from then on, he never sat on the minbar. Instead, he stood and spoke. He wasn't going to give up so easily. One night, the soldiers came again, knocking loudly and shouting as usual. But Sayyid Ali was calm. This wasn't new to him anymore. He bid farewell to his family and left. But this time was different. They did not cover his eyes. They did not take him to prison.
You are going to live in another city,
they said,
far away from your family. You will stay there until you learn your lesson and keep quiet.
Sayyid Ali's heart sank, but then he thought,
at least I will be free.
They sent him to a faraway city on the border. The city was hot. So hot. Even walking to the outdoor bathroom would burn his skin. It felt like he was inside a hot oven. Sayyid Ali missed his home. He missed the cool breeze of Mashhad. But in that lonely place, he turned to Allah completely.
Oh Allah, I have no one but you.
And it made his heart feel lighter. When the people of the city saw him for the first time, they looked at him with suspicion.
Hey, who is this stranger?
They whispered.
Why is he here? I think it's best to stay away from him.
Sayyid Ali wanted to help them. But how? They didn't trust him.
I must not lose hope. Their hearts are pure. I have a new opportunity to spread Imam Khomeini's words,
he said to himself firmly. And do you know what Sayyid Ali did to make friends with them? He started dressing like the locals, in a simple long shirt with loose pants, no abba or qaba. He even began to tie his amama differently, just like they did. When he walked on the streets, the little children called out in surprise.
Agha Khomeini, you look just like us now,
Sayyid Ali chuckled.
Now, how did you recognize me in my wonderful disguise then?
The children laughed. They liked this new guest. He was fun. In the small house where he stayed, his lamp and kettle were always on.
If you need a friend or a cup of tea, welcome,
he told the people warmly. Slowly, the curious people came. They sat with him. They drank tea. He listened to all their problems. They saw a picture of Imam Khomeini beside him.
Tell us more about Khomeini,
one man pointed at the picture. Do you know, children, there was only one Shia mosque in the whole city. Most of the people were Sunnis. Sayyid Ali wanted more people to come to the mosque. And so he cracked his head, thinking of ideas. He wanted to tell all the people about Islam and Imam Khomeini. Aha! He saw that these people loved the Quran. And so he practiced longer surahs so he can recite them in salah. You do remember that Sayyid Ali was a very good Quran reciter, right, children? Well, the people listened to his beautiful recitation with pleasure. The mosque began to fill up. Week after week, more people came. The once empty rows now became crowded. Sayyid Ali stood in front of the crowd and said,
All Muslims, Shias and Sunnis are one. We must come together as brothers. How can we live in peace when our brothers and sisters are being hurt? When they are hungry and poor, we must care for each other.
You see, he did not argue with them. He only invited them to friendship and unity. The people listened and their hearts softened. But one evening, something terrible happened. It was the day of Eid al-Mab'ath, and Sayyid Ali was praying in the mosque. In the middle of Salah, he heard a strange sound, a roar and a loud crash. And then water came running down the streets.
Ah, flood!
People screamed,
Run! Run!
The water rose quickly. Things floated everywhere. Children cried as the electricity went out. Darkness fell and people shivered from cold and fear. Everyone was panicking. Then Sayyid Ali remembered something. His hand went to his pocket. He always carried a small piece of clay from Karbala, from the grave of Imam Hussein. It was very, very special. He held it in his palm and whispered to Allah,
O Allah, you save us in the name of your beloved Hussein.
Then he threw a tiny piece into the rushing water. A few minutes passed and the water began to slow down. It seemed as if someone had turned off the tap. Alhamdulillah, wasn't that amazing? People were so relieved. But then, as they looked around at their broken homes, they placed their hands on their heads.
What do we do now?
They said helplessly. Sayyid Ali raised his clenched fist to get their attention.
Don't be afraid,
he called out.
Work together. Help the children and the elderly. Save the carpets, put them on high ground. We will face this together, insha'Allah.
Then he began working at once. He lifted a heavy tree branch to save a little girl. He didn't care that his clothes got wet and muddy. People watched, and they began to move too. The men carried children to high ground. Women carried whatever food they could save. The chaos slowly calmed into a busy hum. But the danger was not over. People were hurt. A small child lay in his mama's arms. Women were weeping. Sayyid Ali had always had a soft spot for women and children. Seeing them in pain broke his heart. He began to weep loudly and openly. Tears rolled down his cheeks. The people watched in wonder.
Who is this kind man who cries for us?
Then Sayyid Ali rushed to send a telegram to his friend in the big city.
Send help, please. Food, blankets, medicine.
He made phone calls. He organized everything. The Shia mosque became a center of help. Sayyid Ali and his scholar friends rolled up their sleeves. They carried supplies and bandaged wounds. They comforted the people. Even when others stopped to rest, Sayyid Ali kept working. The people hadn't trusted them at first, but now they looked at them with awe.
These are not enemies,
they said.
These are angels. The so-called king sent no help, but these scholars are here.
Someone noticed that the house of Sayyid Ali and his friends had not been touched by the flood.
You are special,
they said.
Allah protected you.
But Sayyid Ali shook his head.
No,
he said humbly.
Our house is on higher ground. That's all.
When they heard his words, the people loved him even more. This kind man didn't think he was better than them. He cared about them. For many days, they worked side by side, Sunnis and Shias together. The Shah's men were furious. They saw that their plan to exile Sayyid Ali had not worked. The people loved him more than ever.
Move him again,
they ordered.
Send him somewhere else.
When Sayyid Ali left the village, the people ran after his car. They waved and called out his name. They gave him so many gifts that he couldn't even carry all of them. He had arrived with almost nothing, but he left with his hands full. Once again, the Shah had failed because the people were stronger now. They wouldn't accept Shah's bullying easily anymore. And they were more in love with Islam than ever before. Well, that's all for today, children. Until our next story, think about this. Sayyid Ali was sent far from his home. He was hot, lonely, and sad. But he did not give up. He turned to Allah. He helped people in a flood. He won their hearts with kindness. What would you do if you were sent far from your home? Would you still be kind to strangers?
شهید تشنه لب امام روز دار من شهید تشنه لب امام روز دار من
بابو رده